The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my Substack at rabbischneeweiss.substack.com on April 12th, 2024, originally written as a Shalhevet Dvar Torah on March 18th, 2014, and the article is entitled Haftaras Tazria, Charging Money for Miracles. Parshas Tazria details the laws of Tzara'as, a supernatural skin condition which carries complex halakhic ramifications. The Haftarah features the story of Naaman and Elisha Hanabi. Quote from 2 Malachim 5:1, Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was an eminent man before his master and well-honored, for through him Hashem had granted victory to Aram. The man was a great warrior, a metzora, i.e. one who was afflicted with Tzara'as. End quote. Naaman is advised by his wife's maidservant to seek a miracle from the Israelite prophet. Elisha sees this as an opportunity for Kiddush Hashem, sanctification of God's name, saying, quote, "Let him come to me now, and he will realize that there is a prophet in Israel." End quote. After a few setbacks, Naaman eventually follows Elisha's advice to immerse himself 7 times in the Jordan River. When he does, he is miraculously healed from his tzara'as. Reacting exactly as Elisha predicted, Naaman exclaims, quote, "Behold, now I know that there is no God in the whole world except in Israel," end quote. Immediately he is moved to repay Elisha for healing him, quote, "And now please accept a tribute from your servant," end quote. Elisha rejects the tribute, saying, quote, "As Hashem before whom I stood lives, I swear I will not accept," end quote. Naaman doesn't take offense at Elisha's refusal to accept his gift. To the contrary, he is impressed. He makes a promise, quote, "never again to offer a burnt offering or sacrifice or any sacrifice to other gods, but only to Hashem," end quote. Naaman and Elisha then go their separate ways. Unfortunately, Gehazi, Elisha's attendant, sees an opportunity to turn a profit, after realizing that his master rejected Naaman's tribute. Gehazi catches up to Naaman and instructs him in Elisha's name to give him a talent of silver and 2 changes of clothing. Naaman happily obliges and gives him twice the amount he requested. When Elisha learns of Gehazi's deception, he curses him and his descendants, saying, quote, "Naaman's tzara'as shall therefore cleave to you and to your children forever," end quote. Sure enough, quote, "when Gehazi left his presence, he was white as snow with tzara'as," end quote. Rabag in Toilas number 28 explains the basis for Elisha's refusal to accept Naaman's tribute. He writes, quote, "It is not proper for a Navi, a prophet, to accept payment for any of the miracles he performs, for this will cause others to believe that he is the cause of the miracle. This will undermine the benefit of the miracle's performance, which is to recognize Hashem's loftiness and his might, which will lead one to believe in him. For this reason, you find that Elisha refused to accept a tribute from Naaman after healing him from his tzara'as. This is also why he cursed Gehazi when he accepted money from him for this. Behold, you see that because Naaman saw Elisha refuse to accept anything from him for his miracle, thereby demonstrating that there was no cause of this miracle other than Hashem, Naaman took it upon himself not to worship anyone other than Hashem." End quote. Yosef faced a similar risk of being misunderstood when he interpreted Paro's dreams. When Paro asked him for an interpretation, Yosef said, quote, "Not I, God will answer to the welfare of Paro," end quote, from Bereishis 41:16. Both Elisha and Yosef understood the human inclination to attribute supernatural abilities to others, a tendency that feeds into our own fantasies of possessing godlike power. They both took steps to eliminate any factors that might lead the recipients of God's beneficence to mistakenly credit the human agents of these divine miracles. By refusing payment, Elisha and Yosef emphasized that true power resides solely with Hashem. Accepting money for miracles not only shows disregard for Kiddush Hashem, but also indicates that one is not a fitting conduit for God's miracles. In Elisha's eyes, such behavior merits divine retribution. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbischneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at matt-schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are mattschneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.